How do you feel when someone tells you are wrong? How does that make you feel inside? Does it make you feel good when someone points at you and says, "You're wrong. You're wrong." How does that feel? I know I hate when people try and tell me I'm wrong. You're wrong. Because what do they know? What do they know? I heard something the other day that really inspired me. People have a right to be wrong. And this is cool because I know I don't like it when other people are telling me how wrong I am. I know that I'm here because a lot of people have let me be wrong until I was ready to see it. Lots of people tried to tell me all the ways I was living my life wrong, but all of that didn't matter until I was ready to see it. So today, I hope I can let other people be wrong. I know in my life I have not been good with that. I've always been out there to tell someone who was wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And tell people behind their back who was wrong. This guy's wrong. Can't you see how wrong she is? And that has hurt me, especially when I would get wronged. I'd feel someone did wrong to me. Oh, I was going to let them have it. Oh, you're gonna get this wrong stuffed back in your face so hard that you can never forget how you wronged me. Now, what happens if we all do that? What happens if we all stuff each other's wrongs back in each other's faces? An eye for an eye leaves everyone blind, obviously. And here's the thing. Who am I to say what someone else did is wrong? Who is someone else to say what I'm doing is wrong? Our opinions are all subjective. No one's opinion, not mine especially, is right all the time. And that means right and wrong are simply creations of our individual minds. And it gets worse when there's support, when, say, there's a law in favor of our way of thinking. I was a police officer before, and man, I used to love to enforce the law on people at first. The more I enforced the law on other people, it started to bother me to see how many times the law wasn't enforced on people doing the same thing wrong. Just either they knew certain people or the circumstances were a little bit different. If you knew someone and you were drunk driving, then you didn't have to go to jail. But if you didn't know someone, then you did have to go to jail. That bothered me. And it didn't bother me as much because of the thing itself. It bothered me because that's who I was being. I was going out and being wrong. And then I was sitting there pointing out everyone else who was wrong. I was trying to make other people wrong. So that bothered me. And how many times have you seen other people doing this in their life? They're quick to tell you what you're doing wrong, but they don't ever seem to listen about what you tell them they're doing wrong. People have a right to be wrong. That means if people are not taking good care of themselves, they have a right to do that. If that's what they want to do, that's what they can do. I've been sick a lot of my life. And a lot of my life, the people that loved me had patience. They made space for me to be wrong. They kept loving me until I was willing to love myself, until I was willing to put myself in a position to be loved and to work on myself and to get honest and to accept my own wrongs. It's easier if you can look out and if you see someone else being wrong to let them be wrong and not try and punish them for it. I'm here with you today because a lot of people did that with me. They saw me being wrong and they let me be wrong and they didn't make it worse. And you might not think it's a big deal when someone does a small wrong to you to hold it against them and try and do it back to them or to bring it up 5 years later to say, "You remember when you did this to me?" But it does hurt. It hurts you. It hurts you to do that because you had to remember for 5 years they did that to you. I noticed for me, I had a very short memory of my own wrongs and had a very long memory of everyone else's. I couldn't remember what a jerk I'd been a few weeks before, but I remember that thing you said to me 10 years ago. I remember that. So today, I try and make room for people to be wrong. And that means not trying to crush them when a wrong gets done to me. When something happens to me I feel is wrong, not bury them over it, not make it worse. Let them be wrong and say, okay, you did this, it's fine. And especially when it's obvious someone did something wrong. In other words, when someone did something against the rules that ends up hurting you, it's tempting to try and really make them pay for it. For example, if someone was driving bad and you know they're breaking the rules, it's tempting to make them pay for it. Or if you see someone breaking the law, it's tempting to get the law down on them, make them pay for it. Yeah, I see this person uses some drugs. I called the police. They got arrested. Now they're going to prison. Yeah, how do you like that, huh? That's really tempting. In the end, who does that help, though? Who benefits from that? What it does is create more suffering. And believe it or not, not letting other people be wrong creates suffering for you. I know when I won't let other people be wrong, it creates suffering for me. When I won't let other people treat me wrong and forgive them for it. Because people are going to treat me wrong. You know why? Because I'm the one who decides if they've treated me wrong or not. So I'm really forgiving myself. When other people do something to me, it's neither right nor wrong. That's about as objective as it gets. It's just a thing. So if I can let other people do things to me that I judge is wrong and I cannot fight back and I can break the cycle of deciding right and wrong, when I can allow people to just treat me how they'll treat me, that doesn't mean I have to stand there and keep taking it in something that's not good for me. It means that I cannot make it worse. I cannot do unto them as they've done unto me. When someone says something nasty for me, that doesn't mean I have to stand there and keep listening. What it does mean is I can let it go through me. I don't have to react to it. Someone said something the other day along the lines that I could have taken as calling me a sissy. And it went straight through me. I didn't even hardly notice it. I didn't get mad about it. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's cool, man. And so it's nice. It's nice to be like that because life is wonderful when you let things like insults, wrongdoings of other people go through you. Because ultimately you've decided what's an insult. You've decided what's a wrongdoing. And if you decide that what people do to you is okay and that you will try and do the right thing, then that makes a wonderful life, I've found. So today I pray I will let the people in my life be wrong and not punish them for it. If someone needs to say something that's hurtful to me, I pray I will let that go through me. I will not let their hurt hit me in the heart and give it back to them. I pray today by sharing this with you, that the next time someone does you wrong, you can let them be wrong and so ease your own suffering. I pray that all of us can be able to forgive each other and forgive ourselves, and through that we can have a better world. So thank you for being here with me today. I'm honored for every second you've spent here. I love to know what you think of this, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.